Three leaders in 3 days. That's what the African nation of Sudan has seen in the wake of a military coup that ousted its president, Omar al-Bashir. The leadership changes are part of a switch from Bashir's rule to that of a military council. The military is now in control of Sudan. Its plan is to run the country for at least 2 years until a changeover has been made to a civilian government. But many of the protesters whose demonstrations led to the coup want to see a civilian government now, and their leaders say they plan to keep the protests going until it does. Some other countries in the region are expressing support for Sudan. Saudi Arabia, for example, is sending humanitarian aid. A Sudanese military commander says some human rights groups will be invited back into Sudan, and that some political prisoners that were held during President Bashir's rule will now be released. Former President Bashir had been in power for 30 years. His political party says the coup was a violation of the Constitution and that the military's actions will delay the peaceful transition of power. But though the country's government has been officially listed as a presidential republic, many of those who lived under President Bashir say it was more like a dictatorship.